the wind as we ride into a Tuesday. What are you riding as you reach the end of 2024 and set your sights on 2025? Well, I tell you what, if you're looking for things that go vroom on two wheels, I've got just the guys for you. Airworks Racing in Umhlali, and Airworks Cycles, I might add. They are the go-to guys and the absolute experts when it comes to all kinds of two-wheeled fun. And Les Coutier, Mr. Airworks, is in the house with us.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, my man. Thanks for the coffee.
Oh, an absolute pleasure.
What a wonderful pick-me-up on a Tuesday. And you always bring energy with you.
Can't drink it. You can't drink alone.
This is true. And you shouldn't be riding alone either.
No.
You should have support. And that's what you find when you pop on down to Umhlali, to Airworks Racing and Airworks Cycles. And as we are in the final week of trading now, with Christmas bells ringing in the background, this is a great moment to be taking stock, literally, and to be looking at what is hot and happening, because the only workshop busier than Santa's in the North Pole is the Airworks workshop right about now.
That is not a lie.
You've been doing a roaring trade, and this is a great moment for those the petrol heads and adrenaline junkies and those looking for some cool gifting ideas from accessories to machines to be popping in and having a
come and spend those bonuses, man.
Yeah. And look, you're more than just a shop, you're a community and a hive of activity. And when last time we chatted, we were gearing up for some fun final end of year action and adventures.
Yes.
Tell me about what just went down recently with your final little
So Saturday was the last of the Iron Horse Enduro Series.
Whoa.
That's a really good Enduro Series that Grant and his team put together. And it's just it's not a race. It's an event. And you get your medal for finishing if you finish. But it's it's one of those days where you get out there with your family and friends and colleagues and customers and whatnot, and why do anyway? And it's just a fun event, man. It's for all ages. They do a little pink loop for the beginners and the starters.
Cool.
I'm super proud. My son was chosen for the Caleb Floating Award.
Hey.
A little award for strong little lighters out there that are pushing into the sport, and they awarded with him that one, and he was super super stoked. And as a dad that I get to ride with him, it's one of the best things ever. So super super proud. And the rest of my crew that have been regulars throughout the whole race, we were missing a couple. It's that time of year, obviously, parties on and other things happening. But it was a really, really good event. And we did it, and we got our medals and finished and rounded up for the year. And no injuries. So, all good.
That's what you want for a final Iron Horse of the year, hey?
Mm.
And listen, from things that go vroom to the more silent, electrified fun machines, you have this year introduced some really really cool toys on the electric front on the Dolphin Coast, and I believe right now you've got stock of some incredibly fun
the TX2s,
things.
Yeah, so the TX2s are the little not little, they push scooters, but they got two 250 odd motors in them. They got fingerprint readers built into them. They got a light pack in it. It's got its own side stand. It's collapsible. They are not your average little electric scooter. Our kids have all had those ones from game and everywhere else, and they
the razor scooter.
They don't last as long. These are, and I personally tested it with my family on the beach, trying to do 16 k's on a full charge on the Durban Promenade.
Promenade,
and it does a top speed of 25 k's an hour. So we had sold out, but we've just managed to thankfully clear another 20 units. We're collecting them from customs and whatnot today, so we got a couple of pieces sold. But if it's your kid's dream, or even all these estates now, you're only allowed electric, you're not allowed petrol, you're not allowed this. Just as a commuter, I mean, to do 16 k's,
come on,
ticks a lot of boxes. So we've got stock of those we're collecting today. So they'll be for sale at Zimbali. We've got the rental division there at
the capital.
Yeah, 100%. So we'll have a few there if you're on holiday and at the hotel there or resident, and then obviously at the shop. Come past Airworks Cycles and We've got we've got something there. Again, on the bicycle side, on the bicycle front, on the scooter side, accessories, everything. Yeah, we've got be up until Saturday, guys. So come on through.
This is your final.
This is your final chance.
Your final chance to scoop up some goodies. And look, even as you've mentioned on the accessories front, I mean, from goggles to gloves to helmets.
Yeah, we're fully stocked. So if you're keen, as much as we'd love to stay open just a little bit longer. My team and I have honestly pushed really hard this year. We're super stoked. We've taken on Vespa this year. We've taken on the new Covey adventure bike.
Hey, this is something I saw on social media.
So we've got a couple of new brands in there, and we are pushing the limits. So we are going to shut down on the 21st, and we will see all you beautiful people on the 2nd again. So please, till this Saturday. Come in, and we'll look after you as best as we possibly can.
But it's been a massive year for Airworks as a brand, as you mentioned. I mean, just the Vespa franchise in itself has been a massive coup. The fact that you guys are now the home for KZN,
yeah, indeed,
and bring brand new offerings, brand new marks to the market. I'm talking about, like you mentioned, that Covey.
The Covey Rally. You know what? I took it out last Thursday with a couple of buddies and that in the bush, and we wanted to go put it through its paces. So just to give you a little bit of context, it is a 450 rally road legal bike. Okay, it retails for $208,000.
Wow.
But there is actually nothing else in the market that competes against it, to be frank.
We're just having this chat off air. We're trying to say, like, comparatively, where would you, like, what could you peg it against? And you said, well, actually, no, it sort of stands on its own. Because
it really does. And what makes it so unique is that it is such a capable road bike. I mean, it's got 30-liter fuel tanks. So that's going to give you 480 km on a full tank of gas, all right? Which makes it a tourer at the end of the day. And then with all the attributes that it's got from an off-road machine. I literally took it where we take our off-road bikes, and we guys are getting off to watch me do a climb or something, because we thought there's just no way, that we're going to need there to help, whatever. And I tell you what, it blew my mind. That thing is absolutely amazing. It's so light. It's so nimble. The power delivery is amazing. And I rate it highly. I'm so super stoked. We've obviously got the demo in stock now. So if you're in the market and you want to come and ride one, bring your helmet and bring your big credit card. Because once you've ridden it, you are swiping that credit card. I'm telling you. For free. Oh, well, yeah, transfer Bitcoin, whatever currency is your flavor. But yeah, for $208,000, I promise you, it is one of the best ways you can have fun on road and off road. And very few bikes tick that list. The bigger adventure bikes are exactly that, the adventure bikes, but you're not going to go throw it through the bush. And the smaller plastic bikes, you can't take them on the road because they're not road legal.
So this sits in that real sweet spot.
It's in a very unique sweet spot. Again, if you're in the market, come and test drive it, and you will be choosing a blue one or a red one. That's all I can say.
This is the Covey 450 Rally. Rally, spelled Kove. Go and experience it for yourself. Airworks, the only guys that have it, to my knowledge.
That's right. We are the only agents in KZN for them as well. So Vespa, we got you. Covey, we got you. As you know, we're one of the big boy dealers, and we've got a few scoots left and that kind of thing. Where we stocked up extra this year. We've been delivering like one a day now. I don't know. So scooters are flying off the floor, or rolling off the floor, shall we say? But we've been super stoked. I honestly want to say thank you to the community of the North Coast for supporting us like they have this year. We, the bicycle shop is new to us, and add-on for the business, and we have just been blown away by the support, and we really are very, very thankful for our community. It's look, we do sell fun, so
it's a fun-loving community.
Yeah, it's it should be hard to mess up. So we've. We super stoked, yeah.
Well, you definitely have been going the extra mile to really give service with a smile, with all the extra advice, and just be a safe place to get in on the ground floor. If you're a total newbie, if you want all the support you could possibly want, and a great community around you.
Like we said, I mentioned on a show with Dave the other day, because you couldn't make it in. I think you had a big night or something. what I'd really like to do in the new year is if we can set up a sort of a question and answer session, maybe.
Yes.
I know, generally I always get asked, random questions and things that don't come to mind for me. You know, I do a lot of coaching. Mm. And on the ride, somebody will ask me something that I just really haven't thought of. Even though it's so simple and basic, it's something that I've been doing for so long. It's second nature, right?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of questions out there that people often do have. And I'd be keen to, do a little bit of a question and answer session on our next one next year.
I'm keen for that. Let's open it up.
2025.
We'll get the WhatsApp line warmed up and get voice notes and messages and find out what are the good people of the North Coast want to know when it comes to riding, the fine points, whether it's safety stuff or just
general knowledge.
General hints and tips, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah, when should I service my bike? What bike should I be on? When's a good time to learn? Where can I ride? Just, anything that comes to mind, let's try and be a bit more helpful.
Amazing. And for anyone listening who is just visiting for the festive season and wants to know, where can I find Airworks?
We are in the heart of Umhlali. So if you, everybody knows Saltrock, the Tiffany Shopping Center and Sasol Garage, Cindy's,
yeah.
Cindy's, okay, we're in that whole area. Bottom of Umhlali there, you can't miss us. Our bikes are parked outside the front, the back, the roof. We're running out of space, so very hard to miss us with all the activity around the shop. But we're Old Man Road, Umhlali, the Umhlali Plaza is the building. And Eric's Racing, Eric Cycles, come and see us, man.
Hey, and don't forget, before doors close for a little festive break, you've got until Saturday to pop on down there and do some last minute Christmas shopping.
100%. And then follow us on our socials. You know, we're on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and all the books. And and follow us on our socials. We like to have a bit of fun on there. We've blown up a few scooters. We've had a few fail videos, which are always fun. And sometimes we do some insightful reviews. So
I'm here for all of it.
There we go.
And can't wait to pick up again in the new year, my friend. Good luck for this last week of pushing and a much deserved break. And we'll definitely get the wheels spinning again real soon right here on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
We look forward to it. Mike, thank you for everything this year, China.
Hey, my friend. Thanks for the great conversation. Thanks for the coffee.
Coffee, the ride. Just allow me a bush ride.
Yeah.
We'll let that slide. It's been a long year. We'll pick it up next year.
It isn't forgotten. It's definitely still happening.